Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What is that shirt that you have on?
This is the most amazing shirt!
What does it say? All I heard was, give the quesarito a chance?
Yes! Oh,
what does that mean?
You have to know why this is famous.
Yes, because
this is huge.
Nikola Jokic, like when he was drafted back in the day. I know, but when he was drafted back in the day.
He was watching a TV commercial.
No, they were. The team, like the draft, they cut to a Taco Bell commercial when the Nuggets were selecting him. Was it 14th overall, right?
I know what it is.
No, not 14th. It was farther than
you don't
that.
Even know what it is.
No, it was a second round.
Second round, that's right. Second round, 14th overall, I think, in the second. But it doesn't matter. But this, like, was a big deal because they brought the quesarito back and they were, like, kind of talking to Nikola Jokic, like, hey, give it a chance.
Gotcha.
It's okay.
His thing is that he won't eat it because he got drafted during the commercial.
Yeah. Right. And so they're like, hey, Joker, give it a chance.
Nice. So you have a quesarito t-shirt on today. So we have 2 weeks off and first day back to the office and you're like, this is going to be a good look.
They handed these out at the game. These are game shirts that they handed out at Ball Arena. And so I do have game.
It looks really good on here.
And I'm a winner.
No, it does. It looks really good.
I think it does, too.
I think that was a good pick for our first day back after 2 weeks.
Jared and I dressed up. No hats. Hair done.
Hair done. Nice shirt. I ironed last night.
Yeah. New. This is a
I
new
have nice
flannel.
Pants on. Like, that's a solid flannel.
Are we
flannel
supposed
handle.
To dress up for radio?
Well,
now?
It isn't a professional office.
I
that's
mean,
okay. Clients coming in and out. Big bosses owned by KSE. Wait. I mean, Katie, so I'm gonna put my quesarito t-shirt on today and make my way in.
They like quesaritos too. Like, come on, who doesn't love this?
It's a good. Where'd you get that flannel?
I bet you I'm gonna get more comments on my shirt than you guys will on your flannels. So you're just jealous.
I get this
just
one at,
jealous.
That's a Nordy's flannel.
I like it.
Ooh,
it's
so
good.
I'm gonna feel it.
It's, feel it.
Yeah, it's so soft.
It's very soft.
It's so. It you'll looking, give it. Give yeah. it a feel.
It's a soft flannel.
It's
wow. It's way better than a.
How you feel about cheese?
Burrito t-shirt.
Cheese. I like cheese.
Well, as you can tell, we're all back and a little slap happy. Took a couple weeks off. I was giggling to myself driving in this morning, thinking about coming back to work after 2 weeks. And my biggest concern was I can't fart whenever I want.
It takes a minute to figure it out, right?
It takes a minute to remember that you are in also a public setting with other people, and I got to clinch now. For the past 2 weeks, I have been able to fluff whenever I want.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to get back into that rhythm. We're here.
I was even at the office alone a couple times here.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you
it's
can't
great.
Just keep that tradition going and welcome people back. Like, hey, welcome back to the office.
Could you imagine?
And we're back.
My vacation was fairly weak. Didn't do anything too exciting. Completely screwed the first week because I got wicked sick.
No!
I think I've never had it, but I think I might have had COVID.
Oh, no.
I really
way.
Do. Fatigue, coughing, snot, you know, just the whole nine. Or just, I know this bad flu's going around.
There's cold, flu, and
first
COVID
week,
going around.
Completely shot, you guys.
Oh, no.
Multiple days of just laying in bed for the entire time. And I was like, damn, of all the times. I tried to make a positive out of it. I was like, at least it was falling on the vacation time.
Totally.
Well, yeah.
Where we're not having to miss work and it screws up the show. So I'm already off. I might as well be sick and get it out of the way. I'm noticing today I'm already still like getting hoarse a little bit.
Yeah.
I can still feel it a little bit.
A little phlegmy,
you guys. But yeah, the first week, just completely.
So how was your Christmas then? Were you sick that day?
Christmas
or was,
fine. Yeah, yeah, I was pretty sick over Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we were hosting.
Dang, dude.
So there was a lot of apologizing because we didn't put it on the back burner. It was like, we're still going to go places and have people over, and I still cooked, and nobody else got sick.
Oh,
thank God.
Wood.
That's so nice.
Even nobody in my immediate family, the knickknack, the kids, nobody got sick.
You
it
were
was
the
just
only
me.
One.
I was the only one.
Well, and how did it, was it the COVID that made you like not want to eat and stuff? Were you still able to enjoy that part?
I still was eating. I still had taste. So again, I don't know if it was COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like once it was all said and done, I was like, there was some COVID symptoms there. But then I keep hearing about this stupid flu that's going around.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, there's a few things.
But it sucked. So it was just a lot of hot tea and hanging out for that first week, which really, really sucked. And then, yeah, a lot of cooking, cleaning, people over, cooking, cleaning, people over, people leaving, cooking, cleaning, picking up Christmas stuff. It's just like, you guys,
That does not
sound
like...
Enjoy where you're at.
I'm going to.
Enjoy where you're at.
Yeah. There was there any like time for you? Time for Jeremy?
Yeah. Like I worked on my basement a little bit. I did some stuff for work. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't... I don't know. I hate to sound lame, but it was lame. You want me to go extra lame on you guys? So we did have friends over for New Year's Eve. So we had a New Year's Eve party. Did that whole shebang. The next day we got together with some friends. And we had a hot tea party for New Year's Day where we all went to our friend's house and sat around the table. There was 10 of us or whatever, and we all drank hot tea.
That actually sounds kind of nice.
I drink hot tea, and that sounds lame. Sounds lame.
Like, we all brought our favorite tea.
I'm kind of with you.
And then we had nibblies, and we, instead of drinking again, we all had hot tea.
Did you have finger sandwiches?
The little nibblies? Sandwiches.
It was finger foods,
guys.
Did you just say nibblies?
Little nibblies. There
was
some
nibblies. What is the hot tea duty? What kind of hot tea did you drink?
I had nibblies. It was good.
I'm kind of into that.
Like, I was sipping on my Earl Grey.
Hey, don't knock it. You drink tea every day.
I do, and I think he's lame.
Oh, Katie.
It was pretty lame, Josh. Like, at one point, we were all sitting around the table, and we're like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's when you know. Like,
Nicole had both hands around the mug. You know, this is the best tea ever. I just love tea day. I'm like, oh, no.
We have transitioned.
Yeah, we have transitioned big time. Other than that, the kids got a PS5 for Christmas, so I've been trying to be careful with that because I know I'll get addicted to it. So.
Yeah, you will.
Been very careful with that, but pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
I do want to get to Katie's stuff. We'll probably do the break and then get to Katie's stuff because there's so much because you were in North Dakota.
I did a lot of things.
So I want to do that. I want to talk about why your mom is mad at us. Any highlights from you, Josh?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was exactly the opposite of you, Jer. So the first week of Christmas vacation that we had, I did everything. Like, I did the Hudson Gardens, the zoo lights, the vacation with family down in the Springs, the cookie decorating with my nephew, like everything. Every day was packed until I'm talking like 11 midnight. Like, we did so much fun stuff. I loved my family that came into town. It was so good to see them. I haven't seen them in forever. So I packed everything that I could into like the week of Christmas. Blast. It was so much fun. And then the next week after that, Jer, I, like you, got hit.
You got super, that too?
Super sick, dude. Right before New Year's. And so my New Year's was sitting on my couch watching the ball drop till 10 p.m. and going to bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was so tired, like the fatigue, and I was so
tired. I think we have both got that thing that's going on.
It was horrible. Wow. And so my second week was laying on the couch, drinking a lot of hot liquids.
Hot tea by chance?
Oh, yeah.
You were laying
the medicine.
Too?
Well, yes. I was, and it was such a bummer because we had so much fun stuff planned for New Year's. I canceled the party that I wasn't hosting, but I was going to a party with my friend. Had to cancel that because I was like, I don't want to be around people and get them sick. And so everything got canceled for that, and I stayed on the couch till like 10 p.m., watched the New York ball drop, man. And was like, okay.
Well, at least we got it out of the way. Like,
I feel
we'll be
great
good
now.
For the next 6 months, hopefully. Yeah. This will be Katie who gets sick.
But it was like starting the year off sick. I was like, ugh.
That's funny.
So I got to ask you. I don't know if I can bring it up. No. What were you going to say, Katie?
No, okay. I was going to say, like, I was around so many people. I got on many planes. I was in,
you know,
theaters. I guess I'm healthier than you
both. I think I know
both.
Where you got it, Josh.
I'm healthier than you both.
I was not alone.
I know where you got it,
Jerry. Can we focus on Katie? That first? No, we're just going
to
write off by that.
Hold on, we'll
okay.
get to you in
Katie's
a second.
Healthy.
Hold
I
on,
just
I don't want to rush you, Katie. I don't want to rush you.
Congrats, Katie.
But hold on. Josh sent me a video over the break of him and his lady friend at Costco eating samples. I guarantee you that's where you got it.
Oh, you got it at Costco.
Dude, it was like the day after.
You both went to Costco on our vacation.
And she got sick,
to
too.
Costco.
Yeah. Guess who did not go to Costco? Yeah.
It's a hot
That's where you
for
guys
sickness,
got it.
Huh?
That's where you got it.
Dude, we were bumping shoulders
so
with
side
everybody.
Note, too. I wrote back to Josh. I was like, you got to leave her immediately because she loves the sample carts. And you know my hate for the sample carts.
Every sample available we got. We went actually back to a couple
Seriously?
Samples.
Circled around?
We went
can't
back
do
to
that.
One. I know,
that's not allowed.
No, but she made me go. So she got the sample the first time, really liked it, and said, "Josh, you go back. You go back and get it.
Funny.
Put on a funny hat.
I put on a hat.
Silly glasses.
Yes.
Go get another pie. I've never had a pita chip before. Go give me another one.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Get the mango salsa this time.
Made me go back.
Yeah. I think, I don't remember what I said. I something.
You said
something
you need
about
dump
her
immediately.
Dump her immediately. Go live your life.
Run fast.
Yeah. It's so funny because I was at a Costco with my lady friend, and all I could think about was Jeremy. That's all
that
I could
funny.
Think about.
I mean, his happy
Jeremy
place.
Hates samples. I got to shoot him a video.
I did.
So, Can we talk about
her? Whatever. Oh, yeah. No, we can totally talk about her. Yeah.
Oh, are we talking
about her? We got like a minute, but.
I mean, we're.
Things are going good.
Things are going really,
you
really
like
well.
You like this one.
Yeah. Yes.
We're just
I
calling her Pilot Girl, right?
Yeah. She's
is that
great.
What we're calling
Pilot
her?
Girl.
Pilot Girl.
Pilot
That's
Girl.
Right.
Sure.
Pilot Girl.
She's great. She's fantastic.
We love
yes.
her.
We have gotten rid of everybody else for her.
Oh, my goodness. Are you exclusive? What?
We're pretty darn exclusive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's pretty crazy.
Really?
Pretty crazy.
This has never happened.
This never,
it'll
I never,
never
thought
last,
I'd see the day.
Either, yes. I'm so happy for you.
This is exciting.
I'm excited. Yeah,
how'd that conversation go? Like, I like you a lot.
Well, yeah, and we're like, look, we've been seeing each other for a couple months now. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you either put a label on it or say, are we done with this? You know,
and you were like, this
neither
do.
One of us
you'll,
wanted to be
you'll
done
do.
With it. I was like, yeah, I was like, neither one of us wanted to be done with it. So we, yeah.
I love that.
So what does that mean?
We're official, yeah. Yeah, like
I
I'm,
can't
I am,
see anybody else. You can't talk to anybody else?
I don't want to, no.
Oh, I love that.
I'm good.
Like, I'm good. I do. I love this for him because he's like, I told him, I was like, you know, when you talk about her, you always smile. Like,
he does
with
light
the other
up.
Girls, he almost
mostly
got,
because she
like,
makes a buttload of money, but
yeah. Well, no, but that's maybe part of it. But
no,
I'm telling you,
that
when
is
he
not.
Talks
if you
about
like someone
her,
for their money, that is not
yeah,
right.
When he
yeah.
talks about, well, I just think your lifestyles match up a lot, and
yeah.
so that is part of the money part of it. But yeah, I'm just totally. Mean when it boils down to the logistics.
If you're
when
watching
you talk,
online right now,
when you talk about her, you smile.
You do.
And when
you
talk about the other
eye.
Girls, you're almost embarrassed. I am just a man. I'm just a man.
I am
so
not a
that's
slut.
That's a big deal to me that you're happy when you talk about
yeah.
her. It's
yeah.
Like, that's
and she's
a
got
lot.
A loft downtown, right?
She's great. Yeah. She's,
and it makes
she's
him
really,
happy.
No, she's really bringing. I've noticed like she's bringing out the best in me and that like I want
Aww.
To be like better.
Goosebumps.
For her. Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
We're all Twitter.
When do we get
like,
to
you
meet
say
her?
Twitter pated, right?
Twitter pated. When
yeah.
do we get to meet her?
Do you guys want to?
Yeah.
Like, is that what I do now? I don't know how to be official. I don't know how to do this.
We got
to
have like a date night where we go out and do something. And
yeah.
I'd be so down.
We can bring our significant others. Oh,
you guys,
wait.
Stop.
Katie, you can find, we'll get you someone for the night. There
I'll
we go.
I'll bring
I'm
somebody.
Good at that part. I'll get you someone
for
the
somebody.
Night.
I'll bring somebody. Thank
yeah.
you.
I got you.
She'll bring you back a Taco Bell.
Quesarito!
You leave me alone.